Welcome, fam. How you doing? This is Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. I just want to take a brief moment just to kind of share something that the Word of God ministered to me this morning. And this is more in regards to the Christian nation in this country. I happened to see a video this morning of a very prominent, well-known pastor in this nation, in the kingdom of God, who made a statement. It was a Sunday morning service, and he stood up and he made a statement. This is what I did when I heard that Vice President Joe Biden won. And he began to have a very, for lack of a better explanation, a devious laugh. I mean, a very devious laugh. And what was more shocking was that the congregation began to stand up and begin to laugh as well. My heart kind of dropped because, again, this is a very prominent, well-known pastor across this nation. If I was to mention his name, everybody would know him, but out of respect of that, because I believe this is a time that we need to have more unity and come together and try to heal this nation. But to see this individual to do this, and it was in mockery of the president-elect Joe Biden. And my issue was, for me, is, and especially for all of us kingdom-minded people, we need to be reminded, don't get comfortable, because the battle's not over with now. There's a spiritual battle going on right now, and it has infiltrated and affected the kingdom of God, those who are kingdom-minded. I was baffled because I was wondering, then where in the Bible did this prominent pastor read that Jesus was a Democrat or a Republican? Where in the Bible did he read that Jesus was concerned about these, you know, what party you belong to, who was in office and that? I was surprised that instead of getting up on Sunday mornings and preaching to his congregation or saying, hey, it's time to heal this country, time to move forward, we need to, you know, it's just time to, you know, bring unity across this nation, especially in the kingdom of God, so to speak. I'm still just kind of scratching my head on this whole situation. And not only is that, I'm seeing other ministers across this nation upset because of the outcome of this election. And I'm thinking, Jesus was not a politician. He did not give his life for one party. He did not give his life for Republicans. He did not give his life for Democrats. He did not give his life for liberals. He gave his life for all people, no matter what your color, your height, your personal political party. He gave his life for sinners. For sinners. Let me say that one time. Hear me. For sinners. Even the most righteous person is still a sinner. And I'm thinking, my God, is this what this nation has come to? I can only imagine that if the Lord could be possibly sitting up there, looking down up and probably tears in his eyes, seeing how divided the body of Christ has become, how the body of Christ has. I'm not saying that we should not be involved in politics, but I'm saying we should not be into the point to where we have gotten division of who's a Republican Christian or a Democrat Christian or a liberal Christian or whatever it may be, when Christ died for all. So don't get comfortable, family, even though the election time is over with and we should be moving forward to healing this nation, bringing back, remove those dividing lines, those dividing thoughts. I believe now more than ever that the Lord is taking this coronavirus episode, and it's almost like him going into the temple was kicking over table. He said, okay, enough of all this playing around. Let's bring this thing down to a level playing field and let's start this thing over. Let's remember who's in truly charge, which is Jesus Christ. So let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for some of these pastors across the nation. Let's pray for one another. Let's remember, let's not get comfortable. Let's walk by faith, not by sight. And let's take politics. Let's not allow politics to replace our faith in Christ. God bless you. God keep you. This has been Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins.